Welcome to the Puck Guys Podcast, the best place for top hockey news and insight with, of course, a little West Coast bias. Now, here are your hosts, Patrick Mahoney and Jason Lamb.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Puck Guys Podcast. Eddie, Patrick, and Jason joining you here. I love throwing our names in whatever order I want to confuse people if they don't already know my voice by now.
It's got to be you first, though, apparently.
Always, yeah. Well, 31 and 30 is what we're doing. We're bringing you every team across the NHL, and those damn Vegas Golden Knights had to do with 31. So that way we had to go one over the 30. But we're bringing you a mini pod every single day until the start of the NHL season, which is October 3rd. Hey-o, boys, hockey's back. I'm excited about that, clearly. I've been off the hockey bandwagon. So today we're talking about the Carolina Hurricanes, and I don't know if you guys are as pumped about them as I am.
Oh, man, people start talking about Carolina Hurricanes. You can't shut me up.
What? The Carolina
just
Hurricanes,
keep going. Well, let me tell you about Carolina.
Eddie, do you know any Hurricanes fans up in Canada?
I don't think I know any Hurricanes fans anywhere.
Right. I see them on TV sparsely.
I don't think Tom Dundon knows any Hurricanes fans either besides himself. Yeah, it's the only one. He runs the team. He doesn't know anybody.
Oh, does he? Yeah. I don't even know who he is. Tyler Durden?
Tyler Durden. I mean, there's a couple, but we got to talk about them here. They've been like the...
I'm more of a Hartford Whalers fan than Carolina.
Yeah, the Whales always good.
I feel like there's more of those.
So everyone knows the Hurricanes as the dark horse pick every year that everyone picks, and they don't do well. But this is a very interesting summer for them. We'll start it off with they finished 36-35-11. Which back in the day used to be good for the playoffs. Not anymore, apparently. 83 points. They finished sixth in the division. No playoffs for them. The additions to the team, lots of roster turnover here, guys. Michael Ferland comes to the team. And then, of course, their top pick, Andrei Svechnikov, is coming in with high, high hopes here. Some people even had him drafted number one overall, which he didn't go number one overall, but they were looking at him as a top draft pick. Dougie Hamilton on defense. Calvin DeHaan on defense, Peter Mrazek coming in, Detroit to revive his career because he had an abysmal past two seasons. And then Rod the Bod, baby, taking over the helm. Say bye-bye to Bill Peters. Yep. Rod the Bod, no coaching experience, is now the head coach of the Carolina Hurricanes, longtime Hurricanes player. And the missing players from this team are Elias Lindholm, Joachim Nordstrom, Derek Ryan, who had a lot of hype over the summer, by the way, is like a middle six player. Jeff Skinner, you're going to miss him. Lee Stepniak, Noah Hanifin, Cam Ward. Thank fucking God he's off there. Your guys' team. He is a worthless pile of garbage in net. And Bill Peters went to Calgary. So, Jason, we started with Eddie last show yesterday. Let's start with you today.
Okay.
How do you feel about this roster turnover, the turnover at the helm of the team with the coaching staff? Where are the Carolina Hurricanes?
They're...
In Carolina.
In trouble.
They're in Carolina.
They're in trouble. I don't feel that they'll do as necessarily bad as they did last year. I feel like last year was that they put a lot of expectations on themselves, bringing in the certain people. I really thought Scott Darling on and goaltending would really kind of solidify that position. And it struggled just from the beginning, and it was his worst career year on record. So that's always kind of that thing that happens with good backup goalies generally on good teams. Look at, you know, Brian Elliott. He was battling with Jake Allen. It seemed to be, you know, the legit guy. Like, that's the guy we want. Goes to Calgary, gets blown out of there.
Every time I see Philly, Darling, I always see the highlight, Eddie and Jay. I don't think I saw, but like, he like reached up for a puck like a center fielder in baseball and just completely whiffed. Whoop, whoop, he's like, I lost it in the sun. Just right in the net.
Yeah. Those kill goalies emotionally. So as a goalie, please don't bring it up. No, I like Scott Darling. I like his style of play. It did not work for him last season. Goalies have those. Carey Price had that last year. I mean, it's not to compare the two as equals or anything, but you can have an off season and come back from it. They definitely upgraded on the defensive side, which I think should help. So that's kind of the big thing. Calvin DeHaan's going to be great paired with Dougie Hamilton. Why teams, I think, Eddie, you brought this up. Why teams just keep passing over Dougie Hamilton so much just because he's a little awkward?
He's more of the arts and theater man.
So I guess
the party boy.
His nose is a little too high for some GMs. But the talent's there, and you can't deny it. And with a name like Dougie, how can you not love him?
He'd be my best friend.
So anyways, I think Sebastian Aho is one of those guys that can really kind of help that team, you know, absorb maybe a little bit of the loss of goal scoring from Skinner.
Has he not been in the league 10 years?
It feels
I feel like
it,
that
right?
guy has been in NHL, the video game,
yeah,
forever.
Right,
I'm like, oh, I want that guy. He's fast and good. I want to draft that guy.
But, you know, I mean, and then on the second line, you got Tara Vinen in there. Victor Rask, you're hoping, can kind of help out a little bit. I mean, this is kind of one of those bubble teams. That, you know, the hype's not behind him like it was last year. I think everyone got that big hype a little bit, and then they fell flat on their face, and everyone's like, oh, okay, there's Carolina. We found him again. So this year, I feel like they might do one of those a little bit under the radar, like, oh, yeah, they were big last year. They'll be great this year. And they maybe kind of get passed over a little bit. I think it's pretty easy to improve on a pretty much 500 record, given the fact that there's, you know, in my opinion, the Islanders and Rangers are going to kind of struggle a little bit more. And I think a lot of the other teams aren't necessarily as strong as they were last season as they are this season. I think they kind of are going to hopefully, and this really goes back to the goaltending, hopefully kind of solidify their defense a little bit better, and that helps the goalies out a little bit. And then if Scott Darling could play the way I know he can play, you'll maybe see a Carolina team that definitely takes a step forward. It's still gray area exactly where they end up after all said and done.
It's maybe the first time so far in the teams that we've done, but I actually agree with most of what Jason said. I feel
Ooh!
Like I know. Yeah, I feel
friends.
Like
we're
they
friends.
Have yeah, best friends now. I feel like All the right. defense. Is one of the best, if not the best, in the entire division. I feel like, you know, it depends on where Justin Falk goes, but right now you've got Slavin, Falk, DeHaan, Dougie Hamilton, Pesci, and then maybe Hayden Fleury jumps up. I think they've got, you know, some very, very good defensemen all the way through the top six, and they've got some good young guys, and even I think Trevor and Riemsdyk is still there, so they've got about 7, 8, 9
yep.
guys they can jump in and out of the lineup. Ford is a little bit murky. You know, you still got Sebastian Aho, whether he's just going to play in the wing or at center. That remains to be seen. Tara Vinen had a good year playing with him last year. Jordan Staal will either be the top line center or second line center if Aho ends up playing center. Victor Rask, Ferland, a lot of the guys they brought in. I think the two big pieces for me is Andrei Svechnikov is going to come in, and I think he's a 30 to 40 goal scorer immediately when he gets into the league, especially if he's playing with either Aho or Jordan Staal. I think that's going to really help him out a lot. And then if Martin Necas ends up starting and playing for them as well, I think that's a big boost for them to have him as a third-line center, if he really can make the team or not. But a couple ifs in their forward lines. But I think this has been a team who's been really good. You know, you look at the analytics for them over the last few seasons, they've been the one that people look at and kind of try and disprove analytics, saying, you know, this is a team who's usually in the top 5, top 10 in a lot of categories, but their record, they're missing the playoffs. They, you know, they finally scrape out a winning record last year but missed the playoffs. And yeah, I think this is the year they turn it all around, to be honest. I think Scott Darling has a little bit of a better season than he did last year. I think having Peter Mrazek as a decent backup compared to what they had in Cam Ward before helps out a lot. And even just having a guy who's probably considered a player's coach and Rod Brindamore, bringing him in, I think that can help out a lot, because, I mean, Bill Peters wasn't doing too much there anyway.
I feel like this team, everyone kind of just undercuts them and just feels like they're just nobodies, but they really went out and made a concerted effort to get better. And I know not giving Jeff Skinner what he wanted probably pissed a lot of people off, because I'm sure his price was high. And they knew they couldn't re-sign him, so they had to one-off him to Buffalo. So sad. That guy, so sad he had to go to Buffalo.
Yeah.
Another dumpster. But, you know, when you trash dick, like you know, what happens over in the East Coast is what happens. You just end up with a prize sometimes. And then, so, you know, Buffalo got Jeff Skinner on a whim, because they had to get rid of him. They couldn't sign him from a Carolina standpoint. But this team, Svechnikov is a man coming into this league. I don't know if anyone is listening has seen his highlights, but don't look at him like he's this little 18-year-old, 19-year-old kid coming across the NHL. He's a beast, and he will floor you. He will go through you. He has a shot. He can skate. So I think he's going to be able to pick up some of the slack where Skinner left off. And then adding Dougie Hamilton, the artsy boy who likes to go to museums rather than up to the strip club, as some people might not want to do, is a great addition, an underrated player. And Calvin DeHaan obviously didn't want to stay on the island. Jesus Christ, he wants to be there. I mean, Tavares is gone. Why would you want to be there? Peter Mrazek getting another chance under another head coach. Bill Peters is not going to be here, which I kind of feel is good for them. I think that even Rob Brind'Amour not having the coaching experience isn't really going to hurt them. I think that this team is going to be good enough. They're my underdog team that's going to come through a dark horse. I mean, Eddie had Philly. You wouldn't have had New Jersey. Yeah. This is my team. I really am looking forward to seeing what Scott Darling is going to have to bring to the table here in his second. Scott Darling, I think in the crease, is going to get a second crack at it, as every goaltender should in a new team, a new area. Maybe your first year doesn't go great, so I think he's going to be able to rebound without Campbell Ward, who's just an awful goaltender. He's been terrible since 2008, for the record.
Yeah.
I think it's going to bode well for them this season. I have them finishing as high as third. I think they're going to take the division spot and make the playoffs this year, and things are going to start to get better for Carolina.
So we all kind of agree Carolina will at least get a little bit better. One of the things, too, that you can look at is much like New Jersey, they have not really tapped their potential on that salary cap. They have $18.5 million unused. They have not only all of the picks, but next year they have 2 second-round picks, 2 sixth-round picks. Following year they have 2 third-round picks. Because of Skinner, they get a few Buffalo ones. So they've got draft picks and space to fill out some of what's going on. You know, it'd be tough, but I mean, this could be another one of those teams that maybe Bobrovsky goes to with some up and coming talent. He's got maybe a little bit of time, but they do have Scott Darling for another 3 years, and they do have quite a bit of forwards that will be either unrestricted or restricted free agent. Teravainen's one of those, but he has arbitration rights. But Aho's one's going to need a big pay upgrade from his under $1 million contract.
I mean, when you're giving
up, Justin Williams comes off and he's 4.5.
When you're giving up over 20% of your shots in the net, you're looking at like the Edmonton Oilers era in the 80s.
Yeah.
It's like, who's in net? The other opposing teams are going to light them up. That's what Scott Darling gave the Hurricanes.
Yeah.
So I think he's due for a year where he's going to bounce back.
Yeah, I'm sure he's working on things and kind of, you know, figuring out how this defense works, how this team works. A new coach, he might change
up how
they play.
Where's Brent Seabrook? Where's Duncan Keith?
I kind of need those guys. Why doesn't this team score goals?
Eddie, is everyone as high on Dougie Hamilton up in Canada as we are in the United States? Because I feel like he gets a lot of talk around here just based on where he's played.
Yeah, I think so. I think he was the best player, and I guess the consensus is that he was the best player from that deal, and could be, even in the future when Hanifin fully develops, that he still is the best player from this deal. I mean, some GMs and some organizations value that atmosphere in the dressing room more than others, and I think if you look at Dougie Hamilton, I believe he led all defensemen in goals last year. I don't know when the last time a guy like that was traded, and you know, to bring that into your roster, I don't, unless like there has to be something else going on. I mean, it can't just be that this guy likes to go to museums more than he likes to hang out with the boys. I there's got to be other stuff behind it, but when he's still producing on the ice, when he's still leading all defensemen in the National Hockey League in goals, and he's putting up over 50 points, I don't see why, you know, you move him out for something as medial as that, because he's going to come into this team and make them that much better, and he honestly might make a guy like Justin Falk expendable. I mean, Jason talked about all the cap space you have available. What about a trade piece to have like Justin Falk to dangle at least at the start of the season or at the deadline? I mean, that's a major piece to show to some teams, you know, a very good top four right-handed defenseman to dangle in front of some playoff teams come trade deadline and get some valuable, you know, prospects or some draft picks or even a younger player in return to kind of bolster your roster for the future. Because, you know, the Hurricanes aren't going to be great this year. I think they're a dark horse, but they're really building for the next couple seasons after this. And if you can make some moves at the deadline, move some guys out, bring in some younger pieces, I think they're going to be really good in the next couple of years. And they could be a team that takes a swing at Tyler Seguin in the offseason if he decides to leave Dallas.
That's a big thing that no one's talking about, is what the hell's up with Tyler Seguin? No one's talking about it.
He's a little pissed. He hasn't gotten figured out yet. But, yeah, I mean, Carolina's putting the pieces in the right spot, and what I mean by that is their defense. You know, most of these guys are their big contract guys. You know, a few of them, five of them have over $4 million contracts, but they're all 27 years old or younger. I mean, going down to 23. So, I mean, that's a core that can grow, get better moving forward. And, you know, if that starts to happen, you might start see Scott Darling doing a little bit, or as you go, Scart, as you call him.
Yep.
He gets maybe a little bit more protection, and you'd start filling out maybe some of those holes on offense that weren't really, you know, have been kind of their trouble spot because they need goals. Their goal scoring has been their problem.
They need it, but I mean, it's hard to win when Scott Darling puts up an 888 save percentage, and then Peter Mrazek, who they brought in this season, has a 902. It's like these guys really got to start playing NHL level hockey, or there's going to be problems no matter where they play.
Mrazek was back up to Detroit and then back up to Philly.
True. Yeah. Okay. Scott Darling, that was his first year. Like, that was his first year as a starter, right? You would expect he'd do better. There's no way they finished 31st in save percentage again. I mean, Scott Darling and Peter Mrazek aren't that bad. I think there's some teams out there who have worse goaltending than they do. So if they're even marginally better than they were, you would have to assume that that's going to at least give the Hurricanes a couple more wins here and there and get them at least a little bit closer to a playoff spot.
Yeah. So where do you guys have him? Because this was my dark horse, as I mentioned. I have him finishing third. Jay?
Fourth.
Still playoff team.
Eddie? As well. I have him fourth as well.
We all are riding a little high on this Hurricane team. Yeah.
They're all our dark horses.
Everyone's giving the double berth to Bill Peters.
Yeah. New York, I think that's what we're saying.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this podcast, you're hoping that we have some hope for the next two shows. I don't think you're looking in the right spot for that.
Yeah.
But that's it for us. Thanks for tuning in to our 31 and 30. Today's edition was all about the Carolina Hurricanes and how well they're going to do, much to your chagrin, New York fans.
And it was brought to you by us.
By us. Yep. Right now. That's it. We will have sponsors soon.
You're welcome.
Cool Hockey, you can mention.
All right.
You can definitely mention Cool Hockey. Cool Hockey giveaway, giving away jerseys.
Like our page. I guess they probably already would have.
Yeah, right? Like your page. Follow us on Forever Mighty. Right, Eddie?
Repost.
And
watch us there. Participate in our three-star leaderboard. Have a chance to win.
Yeah, the other sponsor we can't mention yet because we're waiting for
not yet. Because some asshole hasn't done the paperwork yet. Anyways, we will talk to you guys soon. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Find us there, The Puck Guys. Send us an email, thepuckguys@gmail.com. We will be back tomorrow to discuss your favorite New York team, the New York Islanders. Woo-hoo! Have a great one, everyone. Talk to you soon. Bye, guys.